Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 20th. State figures show the average health insurance premium will go up by 34% next year for the individual market. That brought citizens to the state capitol yesterday to hear from health insurance executives. Bensa Berkland has more.
There will also be fewer providers in Colorado, and in 14 counties, people purchasing health insurance on the individual market will only have one option. Bob Collins of Thornton owns a small business. He says his family's premiums will increase 40%, and he'll be paying $18,000 next year just in premiums.
My wife and I would dump it in a heartbeat if we didn't have kids. The overall value for insurance is just, it's not there.
Insurance companies say a pool with sicker people, medical costs going up, and President Trump's executive order repealing cost-sharing payments to insurers all contributed to the rate hike. State lawmakers in both parties are working on proposals ahead of the next legislative session, including an insurance plan for insurers to help drive down premium rates. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
It's a big weekend in high school football around the listening area. In 1A Western Slope League action, the game of the year so far will be in Paonia, where the number 6 Eagles will host number 2 Meeker at Paonia Town Park tonight at 7 p.m. In each of the last 5 years, the Western Slope League championship has been decided by this game. Meeker and Paonia have been on a collision course all season, and tonight's game features to be an epic contest. The number 2 Cowboys are undefeated at 7-0. In each of the 7 games they've played this year, the Cowboys have scored at least 30 points, and they have not allowed more than a touchdown in any game. Meeker is led by senior quarterback Logan Hughes. The left-hander is experienced and talented, and he has a handful of senior playmakers to help him, including running back Doak Mantle. Every year, these teams circle this game on the schedule and prepare for it weeks in advance. First-year Paonia head coach Blaine Escher knows all about the Meeker-Paonia rivalry because he played in it. Escher spoke with KVNF News yesterday after practice.
It's always been a hype game, and just for the last 5 years, I mean, even when I was in high school, this is always a hype game. This is a huge rivalry, you know what I mean? So, two great teams, you know, not only just great teams, but great kids on both sides. You know, Meeker, they have some great kids. We have great kids too, but I mean, it's just going to be just a nail biter. It's always what it is, you know. So, honestly, just sticking to the code, doing what we do best, and see what happens.
The number 6 Eagles are on a hot streak of their own. After losing to number 3 Centauri to open the season, Paonia has dominated its opponents and rolled to a 6-1 record. Senior running back Jaden Miller has run for at least 100 yards in every game this season. Senior quarterback Caden Milner is hitting his stride and accounted for 3 touchdowns in last week's 42-7 win over Olathe. All the Paonia seniors recall last year's game at Meeker, which the Cowboys won in a nail-biter 12-7. It was Paonia's first conference loss in 4 years, and it prevented the Eagles from winning its 4th league title in a row. The sting of that defeat is still felt among the seniors.
Definitely. A couple of our big name seniors definitely kind of hold that dear to their hearts a little bit. So I think, and, you know, it being senior night too for them helps a lot for this game. But, yeah, that's going to hold a little heavy on them.
Paonia and Meeker are league rivals in nearly all of the high school sports. Both towns reflect similar attitudes, and the teams are proud of where they live. The Eagles and Cowboys will be playing for a lot when they kick off tonight at Paonia Town Park at 7.
They're us, but up north a little bit. They're just like us. They do what we do. They got kids just like us. The town is just like us. It's like a mini Paonia in reality, you know. So, I mean, we come, we want to play smash mouth football, in your face football, and that's what it is. They love it. We love it. And that's why it's always a great game. Great game to watch, you know. It's just in your face football all the time with those two teams.
In other prep football action this weekend, Cedar Edge hosts Grand Valley tonight in Cedar Edge at 7 p.m. Hotchkiss, which picked up its first league win for head coach Curtis Hintz last week in an 18-15 victory over Grand Valley, welcomes Olathe to Hotchkiss at 7 p.m. In 2A, Delta is on the road at number 2 Bayfield. And in 4A action, Montrose hosts Coronado in Montrose tonight at 6 p.m. The town of Paonia has made two announcements. A special meeting has been called for 5 p.m. on Tuesday next week to deal with the budget. On the agenda for the special meeting are new items of business, including a fee schedule review, advice from town attorney Bo Nerlin about sales tax allocation, and a 2018 ballot question regarding a sales tax increase. After the special meeting, the regular board meeting will commence at 6:30 on Tuesday night. Slated to be dealt with on the agenda are unfinished business items, including a letter of complaint by certain town employees regarding trustee Suzanne Watson. Items of new business include an update on the Polis Park project by the Rotary Club, various support gestures for grant applications, and a letter of agreement with ArtSpace. And then the meeting will conclude with an executive session to discuss former trustee Bill Bruner's request under the Colorado Open Records Act. And secondly, the town of Paonia is accepting request for proposals for engineering services for the sewer line extension project from Samuel Wade Bridge to Stahl Road. And finally today, the Mesa County Coroner compiled data and determined that Mesa County averages 11.9 drug-related overdose deaths per 100,000 people. That is above the state average of 8.7 deaths and also above the nationwide mark, which is 10.4 deaths. According to the Denver Post, Mesa County Coroner Dave Havlick released the results of his study on Monday. Havlick said he wanted to find out whether Mesa County was experiencing an alarming increase in drug-related deaths. Mesa County and Colorado have less than half the death rates due to overdose as states like West Virginia and Ohio, which average 36 and 24, respectively. However, drug overdoses are beginning to surpass other causes of death in Colorado. Havlick noted that the U.S. overdose death rate increased by 16% in 2015 from the preceding year, but the numbers in Colorado and on the Western Slope aren't rising quite that fast and are not at epidemic proportions. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.